Todd McGreevy, live in Bettendorf. And I hope you all read the email I sent to you yesterday morning. I know three of you did that I'd spoke to today. And it seems like there's a little more color or context that should be applied to this policy that I'm hearing verbally from that the important emails are going to be put into a folder. And when I ask, well, who's deciding what the important emails are? Can you shed some light on this for us, staff? I mean, I think it would be very helpful, because what I'm reading in what is being voted on today is very short and sweet and not very elaborative on what the policy is for what's important. And given the light of the Mary's memo regarding some of the motivations behind doing this, I'd like to understand more context about why the we're just going to delete.
Address us.
Okay.
And we will discuss some of those questions.
Great. And a couple of you today said to me that, well, the state deletes emails only after 6 months or whatever the time period was. I can't remember.
I understand that they delete it.
Yeah. And I haven't had a chance to do a lot of research on what the state's things are. Like I said on the phone today, I'm dealing with what you're voting on today, what the language is, the very short, sweet paragraph you're voting on, and what I've read in the memo regarding the motivation for this. Quick search for the topic about how the state deals with email. There is a 2002 guideline put out by the state working group of Iowa's Electronic Records Committee, dated December 31st, 2002, purportedly, and I haven't looked at the source document yet. This guideline states, in part, purging all messages after a set amount of time is not an appropriate strategy for managing email. Now, that's just a guideline at the state level. So, if we're going to point to the state as the standard, then we should probably all know what the state standard is before we establish a policy. And I can't tell you with certainty what it is. I don't think any of you can either. So I'm just asking you to table this. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a revision of this policy, that this isn't an important matter to be dealt with. I'm not saying, just ignore it. I'm saying let's get some more details, because I know it's a very important issue. And I've heard differing responses from the conversations I've had today of, well, if something is older than 3 years old, is it just gone no matter what? Or is it there's stuff that's 3 years old, older than 3 years old, that's been set aside already, that's already been, somehow that's been going on? Or I don't know. If that's the case, then what's the criteria? Where is the standard, other than we're just, trusting staff to take care of it? There's a lot of policy about a lot of details, all the way down to how you put a stop sign in. So I think we might want to have a policy about how we decide what's important and not to be deleted.
It's just done from an administrative point of view, and you wouldn't have known anything about it. But we want to be public, and we want to make sure that we are transparent.
What do you mean from...
Now, let me finish.
Okay.
I just want to talk with you a minute here. There is a records retention manual that gives the employees and it gives the people in Iowa some sense of guidance about what should be retained and what shouldn't be retained. I'm just going to read to you some quotes here. This is what we intend to do. Records should facilitate the efficient economical operation of government, of our local government, not impede it. Would you agree with that?
I apologize. Could you repeat it?
Records should facilitate the efficient economical operation of government, in this case, county government, not impede it. In other words,
yeah,
they need to be...
Makes sense.
There are millions of records.
Makes total
they
sense.
They need to be organized and structured in a way that access can be gotten to them without a great deal of trouble. The manual suggests methods of controlling records that can help convert a liability into an asset. And that's really what we're working on here. We got this massive information. And what we're trying to do is convert this liability of just an unorganized mass of information into an asset, so that if we are asked by the public, or if, as a supervisor, or or an employee needs access to a record. They know how to get access to it. They know how long maybe a record has to be maintained. For instance, a bid document has to be maintained 10 years.
A bid document.
A bid document. You know, so there are different lengths of time for records to be kept. As I told you, my eyeglasses email this morning, that can be deleted tomorrow because that doesn't have any connection to county business whatsoever. But you don't want 50 million of these cluttering up the entire system. And that's really what our purpose is here. Efficient management of records can have many positive results for us. In addition to disposing of records no longer needed, it is important to preserve records that document, for instance, the history of the county or any other important projects that have been done. This manual that is there aids in disposing of useless records so that the valuable records are more easily preserved and identified.
I laud that policy, but that's not what you're voting on today.
Yes, it is.
I don't see that.
Counties can be held liable if they keep their electronic records too long. If their electronic records are not properly destroyed, or if they are destroyed too soon. So it's more than just getting rid of records. There are other elements in this policy, too, that are important. Government employees' responsibilities for managing electronic records are the same as those for other records. Government employees are responsible for organizing their electronic records so that they can be located and used, and are responsible for using an approved record series retention and disposition schedule to identify how long the records must be.
What source?
It's not just, it's not willy-nilly.
What are you reading from?
What you're implying.
What is that from? What's the source?
Iowa Cities Record Retention Man.
Is that from the Iowa League of Cities?
Probably so.
City clerks.
So it's record that's established by the Association of City Clerks.
Cities,
the Iowa League of Cities.
I mean,
it's not an elected body, it's just a guideline. It's there for support.
But it's there to, out of years of experience, these are the things we know need to be kept.
And I'm not disputing the merits of what you're reading there.
We're trying to move from an unorganized system to an organized system. And I mean, I could just stop right there.
We're on the same page. So to clarify... Okay. To help clarify for the public to understand, because the policy you're enabling today, the short language, could somebody read it out loud? Because I'm trying to find it real quickly here on the website. It's only two sentences, I think, two or three sentences.
I don't think I have it.
You guys are voting on it, right? And yeah, I should have been at the committee of the whole meeting. I agree.
This is number C, record retention. The IT department will maintain a copy of all emails sent or received for a period of 3 years from the date in which they are sent or received. Records may be retained for a longer period of time if subject to a litigation hold. And this is under IT, technology use.
So, having heard those two sentences, I don't think those two sentences equate to the intention of what you just read out of that policy guidebook. Because getting organized makes total sense. Putting stuff in folders and making it so it's quickly accessible makes 100% sense. But what I just heard there was, unless there's a pending litigation matter, anything older than 3 years old is bye-bye, gone.
That's if someone has deleted it out of their email system and deleted it into the trash bin. What happens now is every Monday morning we get the items that are 3 years old for the week, and we get to look at them as individual employees, as owners of those, and determine if they should be gone or if they should be in an electronic file. So I'm talking out of, I should have asked. But currently, the habit of the county employees, and we are correcting that now, is that many of their items they have been sweeping into an email folder when they really need to be in a permanent electronic folder. So they can delete it and we can have large pieces of materials that we need to keep for a longer period of time gone by an employee deleting them. So what we're saying is that at 3 years, all of the backup in your trash can that you've deleted is going to be gone. But now you're going to see them again and make sure that you have not deleted something that should be in a permanent or a retention folder that lasts longer. We're getting rid of all that stuff on the side of their Microsoft, and we're having them in permanent document files. So if you want a construction project and you want the bidders or the contractors back and forth discussion, you have that in a permanent file that can be found. And it's actually, we're improving the way we're dealing with electronic emails.
So even if the information in that permanent folder is older than 3 years old, say a year from
that's,
now.
That's not gone. It's literally the trash bin, your trash bin, mm-hmm. that you've deleted your emails from. So I go up and I hit trash, and right. it goes in the trash.
Right.
We're saying we're only keeping that trash for 3 years.
Okay.
And 3 years, then, every Monday morning.
I see.
If you
okay.
invited somebody on a calendar feed to a date 3 years
right.
ago,
right.
do you want that anymore? Is that pertinent to have? If not, it's gone.
But if somebody either purposely or inadvertently had put something that is of importance in the trash bin,
it comes back in 3 years to them, and it hits it in their face on a Monday morning.
And at that point, they can still make the either overt or inadvert
yes,
to say,
that's
you
the
know,
point that
let
you
it go.
Say, oh no, I shouldn't have done that.
Right. So okay.
That
helps explain a little bit of the workflow, but that's not what this policy says today, what Dee just explained.
Yeah, it does say
well.
That. It says that the IT department will no longer be keeping electronic records that are older than 3 years old. That's what it's saying. Electronic email records. You take that email and you put it into a file folder. It may be an email, but it's in the electronic file folder. It's not in the emails any longer that you have to sort through.
So thank you for some clarification on that. So if I understand you correctly, every Monday that's what's going to happen is...
It's been happening. We've been practicing.
So at the beginning of your statements, Supervisor Menard, you said that we could have just done this administratively and not even told you. What did you mean by that?
It means it could just... We didn't necessarily have to bring this out here, did we? I mean, it could be done administratively.
The purpose of this policy is to direct IT to take action. Employees' actions is as de-directed, is they're reviewing them pursuant to the record retention manuals. This is just directing IT not to place those garbage folders on a tape and keep them forever. And that's what the purpose of this email or this policy is to direct IT to do action.
And the public knows it and we know it, that
that's
this
correct.
Is going to be a policy and not
so
just something that
just
is...
But we're doing it publicly so everybody knows what our retention schedule is.
Okay, thank you.
Before you move on this particular item, there is an error on the agenda. It gives reference to three policies. And if you look at the resolution, there's a fourth policy 38, which is privacy notices. So perhaps somebody could amend the agenda to include that one, which is already in the resolution and was published.
I will move to amend that, Mr. Chairman, and move to amend that. Allow policy 38 that is in regards to, I don't have it in front of me.
Privacy.
Is
there a second?
Second.
Then move to amend this resolution to add policy number 38. Any discussion out there? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the amendment has been approved and will be added to this resolution, which is number 9.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a motion. approving personnel actions as a
report. We have to vote on the whole motion. All those in favor of the resolution approving these four policies, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the resolution is approved with the addition of number 38.
Maybe I'll have to get that over quick. Mr. Chairman, we have a motion approving personnel actions as presented by the county administrator. So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve personnel actions. Any discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.